This is Akashvani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that regions connected through air connectivity experience faster and broader development. In a video message on the occasion of the groundbreaking ceremony of the new Kota Bundi Greenfield Airport today, the Prime Minister said that before 2014, India had around 70 airports, but their number has now increased to more than 160. He also noted that several airports have now been developed around Delhi. Mr. Modi said that when airports are built, they encourage entrepreneurship and tourism in nearby smaller towns and accelerate economic activities in the region.
Aaj ka din Kota, Bundi, Bara aur Jhalawar sahit pure Hadauti kshetra ke liye ek nayi aasha aur nayi uplabdhi ka din hai. Kareeb 1,500 crore rupaye se banne ja raha ye aadhunik airport aane wale samay mein पूरे क्षेत्र के विकास को नई गति देने वाला है.
Speaking at the event, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that there had been a demand for a greenfield airport in Kota for several decades, and now that dream is becoming a reality. President Draupadi Murmu today voiced her annoyance with the West Bengal government for not maintaining the protocol during her visit to attend the 9th International Santal Adivasi Conference in Siliguri. In a public interaction following the program, President Draupadi Murmu said, by protocol, the chief minister should be present when the president comes to a state. The president said the state government had not provided a proper venue for the conference to accommodate more people. It is alleged that officials of the state government also did not attend the event. In a historic blow to the Maoist movement in the country, 130 Maoists surrendered before Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy at the Integrated Command and Control Centre in Hyderabad today. This group included 3 state committee members, 1 regional committee member and 10 divisional committee members, marking a significant shift in the state's security landscape. The surrendering cadres handed over a massive cache of 124 sophisticated weapons. The State Bank of India, SBI, today announced the launch of a $500 million USD syndicated social term loan facility. This facility is focused exclusively on women empowerment with a green shoe option on the eve of International Women's Day. As per the statement issued by SBI, this syndicated transaction is a milestone for SBI and the global environment, social and governance ESG financing landscape for the noble cause of women empowerment. In Nepal, Prime Ministerial Candidate of Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP Balendra Shah has been elected the House of Representatives HOR member from Japa constituency number 5. Mr. Shah won the poll by defeating former Prime Minister and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli with a wide margin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the people and government of Nepal on the successful and peaceful conduct of elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed happiness to see Nepali sisters and brothers exercise their democratic rights so vibrantly. He said that this historic milestone is a proud moment in Nepal's democratic journey. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian has said neighboring countries will no longer be targeted unless an attack originates from there. In his statement today, President Pezeshkian also apologized to neighboring countries for the strikes that took place in recent days. He said the strikes on neighboring countries were caused by miscommunication in the ranks. He also said that the demand by the United States for an unconditional surrender is a dream. Saudi Arabia has cautioned Iran against engaging in what it described as misguided calculations. Meanwhile, the intense military conflict in the region entered its 8th day today, escalating into a wider regional confrontation as United States, Israel and Iran continue with new wave of airstrikes and drone attacks. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has entered men's single final. World number 12, Lakshya defeated Canada's Victor Lai in the semi-final match 21-16, 18-21, 21-15 in Birmingham this evening. Lakshya had defeated China's Li Shifeng 21-13, 21-16 in the quarter-final match last night. And that is the end.